Carney called for a pause to in-person learning 2 weeks before Christmas with the goal of resuming a blend of in-person and remote learning January 11th. Many districts followed this recommendation. In a letter to districts Tuesday, Carney urged them to return to hybrid learning and prioritize younger and more vulnerable students for in-person learning if operational challenges continue. State Education Secretary Susan Bunting says it's not quite clear yet how far kids have fallen behind in their studies as a result of remote learning, but she adds plans to complete any unfinished learning are possible when it's safe to do so.
Saturday schools or after-school programs are not able to be had at this point when our kids are not with us. But we will be watching the progress of students, and we are planning, hopefully, that something might be able to occur during the summer.
Bunting says during the in-person break, she was able to meet with all of the state's 19 districts. She says they expressed concerns about a lack of transparency from the state, a lack of substitute teachers during the pandemic, and asked questions about vaccine distribution. As schools now look to return to hybrid learning, there is new school-specific COVID-19 data available on the state's coronavirus website. Nick Schellino, Delaware Public Media.